بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hi again, I'm Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short reminders. Today I want to discuss with you the situation of a brother that's very dear to me, and some advice that I gave him. And I'm sure we all know brothers like this. They're always complaining about their lives, about their families, about this, that, and the other. Very rarely you hear them talking about anything good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Everything. It's my money. Oh, my wife. Oh, my husband. Man, my kids, my job, my house. It's like, subhanallah, nothing in their eyesight is good. And I'm sure we all have situations that, you know, we would like to be better. But the thing is, we have to remember that we have way more to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we have to complain about. And that's just on a surface level type of thing. You know, when we're talking about, the average individual is going to know this. But without making this too long, my point is that we need to start being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If for no other reason than our religion tells us, even for those people who feel as though they have a lot to complain about, our answer is being thankful and looking at what we have. Not always looking at those people who have more and have better than us, but looking at those people who haven't been blessed with what we've been blessed with. This causes our hearts to be thankful for the family that we do have, the money and the job that we do have. And this in turn, us being thankful slaves and not ungrateful slaves, this causes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us increase. And isn't this what we all want? We all want increase in this life and in the hereafter. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we should want, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more. Gives us better. This is natural, it's human nature. Those people who said that they don't want better in this life and the hereafter, then their situation needs to be looked into. We all as Ibna al-Adam, or the children of Adam, want more. It's in our nature. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was gracious enough to show us how to get this. Look at what Allah ta'ala, He says in Surah to Ibrahim. And that's Surah number 14, verse number 7. Allah ta'ala, He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this verse, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks, I will give you more. But if you're ungrateful, then verily my punishment is indeed severe. Look at what Allah Ta'ala says to those people who want increase, who need more. They need more money. They need a more spacious house. They need a better car. They need a better job. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you the cure for this is? Being thankful. If you thank me, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes tawqeed of this. He says, if you thank me, or if you're thankful, then I will give you increase. This is the importance of us being thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And if we're ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about His punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove us and our loved ones and our friends and family far from His punishment, yawm al-qiyamah, and in this life, Allahumma ameen. But the gist of what I'm telling you now is that we need to find a way to become more thankful slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to start seeing that Allah has blessed us way more than He's tried us in any aspect of our lives. Those things that we're actually ungrateful for, or we feel as though we should have better than, are actually blessings that we need to be thankful for. But for some reason or another, we don't see it that way. So this just goes to show that many of us, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this brother, this is what I advised him with. Find a way to get aid or get help in being thankful. Look for ways to be more thankful. And there's no way that we can find a better way than in the Sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, we know that there's a hadith from Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, where he reported, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده. He reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took him by his hand. Now listen to this, because this is very important for each and every one of us. He said, وقال, he said, and he said, يا معاذ, والله إني لأحبك, والله إني لأحبك. He said, O Mu'adh, he said, I swear by Allah that verily I love you. He said it again, and by Allah, verily I love you. Look at this. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's proclaiming his love for Mu'adh ibn Jabal, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa radiyallahu ta'ala an. He's telling him that verily without a shadow of a doubt, he loves him. So what does he do? He gives him some advice. This is what you do with an individual that you love. You try to lead them to that which is the best for them. You try to advise them and give them those pieces of advice that are going to lead them to being successful. So what is it that the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him? He said, أَوْسِيكَ يَا مُعَاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول. He said, I advise you, O Mu'adh, do not abandon at the end of every salah. تقول, that you say. He's telling him after every salah, say this. He's telling him, O Mu'adh, I love you. O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. And I advise you not to abandon saying after every salah this. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husnu ibadatik. He said, he told him not to abandon after every salah to say, O Allah, assist me or aid me in your remembrance and giving thanks to you and perfecting your worship. Subhanallah. This was the advice from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, to his beloved. He told him, he said, do not leave off at the end of every salah asking for these three things. Asking Allah to help him in his remembrance, in his giving thanks or being thankful, and perfecting his ibadah, his worship. So we're going to bring it back to what we were talking about, being thankful and the importance of being thankful and being more thankful. And how can you find a better way than asking Allah to aid you in being thankful? So if you want more out of your life, if you want more out of what you have in this life and the hereafter, then the best way is to do as Allah commanded you. Be thankful, Allah will give you increase. And if you find it hard to be thankful, then ask Allah for help. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger to all of mankind with. And this is this risala of Islam. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, advised one of his companions that was beloved to him. He said, don't forget at the end of every salah to ask Allah for these three things. And from them is the ability to be thankful. And this was in his statement at the end of every salah, O Allah, aid me in your remembrance and being thankful and perfecting your ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of those who are thankful so that we can gain his pleasure as well as gain increase in this life and the hereafter. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.